Positive Monks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Positive Monks. Ingeborg makes pets feel wanted. Ingeborg has a certain way about her that she just exudes love and charm. She thinks about pets, and immediately the pets sort of come to her. They sort of want to be in her arms. They want to be in her presence. They want to be in her life. Now, she does that by loving them. Oh, she could worry about them if she wanted to, but she just loves them. And she loves them, and she sees them doing wonderful things. She sees them being wonderful. She sees them being uplifting and rewarding. She sees them as a fantastic member of our family of monks here at the Absolute Monastery. Ingeborg has that sort of special capacity that when she falls asleep, all of the kittens want to curl up around her head. They want to curl up around her being. You say, well, that happens to a lot of people. Well, it does happen to a lot of people. But does it happen to them like it happens to Ingeborg? When she lays down on her bed, all the kittens climb up on her bed and want to climb up around her. One wants to go under the covers. That's Blondie, because Blondie loves to go under the covers. And Miss Gray and Kara, they each love to snuggle around Ingeborg's face. And she sleeps like a beautiful angel, knowing that she is loved. She makes pets feel wanted. She had two cats in the garage. And one was named, Like Me, and the other was named Jeannie. And Jeannie was a little more balanced cat. And Jeannie was a very happy cat. And Ingeborg made her happy. Ingeborg would go out and hold food out in her hands for the cat, making the cat feel wonderful and making the cat feel that she belonged to the family. And little by little, the cat would come to Ingeborg. Wouldn't come to anybody else especially, but would come to Ingeborg, and Ingeborg just knew how to make that cat feel wanted and feel good. Now, Like Me was another kind of cat. He was a cat that didn't quite fit in with the rest of the cats, the rest of the world. He was always off to the side, always hiding, always fearful, and Ingeborg got him to feel good. Got him to feel wanted. Got him to feel that, yes, the world is a nice world, but he was still just a little bit shy. And when Ingeborg opened up the doggy door, the kitty door, so that the cats could go outside for the first time, both Like Me and Jeannie went outside, and they came back in through the kitty door, and they did this for a couple of days. And then one day, Like Me didn't come back. Like Me found more interesting things outside than he found inside, and he decided to be a feral cat as he was and go out and live in the wilds. And Ingeborg said, "Where'd my cat? Why didn't he come back?" And I said, "Ingeborg, did you make him feel like he was independent? Did you make him feel like he was a wonderful cat? Did you make him feel like he could do anything and everything he did was good?" "Yes, of course." "Well, now he's off on a wandering trip. Who knows? One day he may be back home again and say, 'Well, that was great. I had to get that out of my system, this wandering around, going on our 104 acres or going on the thousands of acres that surround us of the Bureau of Land Management property here in the high mountain desert country of Southern California. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.'" Well, Ingeborg, by her positive attitude of making pets feel wanted, made her pets all feel that they could do whatever they wanted to do and it would be good. But she also gave them parameters of what she felt was something that she thought was very good. and she thought it was very good for the kittens not to climb on the table. But she didn't say, don't climb on the table. She just put the kittens in her lap. And they would get on the table, she put them in her lap. And they'd get on the table, she put them in her lap. Not angrily, not with unhappiness. She made the kittens feel wanted. And it was no time at all before the kittens would all be sitting on our chairs or be sitting on our knees, but not on the table. And the same went for other areas. Ingeborg just knew how to make the kittens feel wanted. She knew how to make animals feel wanted. She knew how to make the pets feel wanted. And this is an art that she's learning every day. She learns it from herself because she feels wanted. She feels that she's a monk in the monastery here, in the Absolute Monastery. She's been here over 30 years and just loving it to pieces and enjoying it to pieces, and she is at peace with herself. She is a master of making pets feel wanted, and she's a master at making herself feel wanted. She knows by every action she takes and by every thought she takes that she is wanted and beloved. She, with unconditional love, shines forth to all creatures in her world, all beings, even us monks. She shines that forth in that love and that peace and that harmony, and we feel very good about it. We feel wanted, too. She makes us feel wanted. And, of course, that's a real art. That's a real blessing. And when each one of us learn how to make ourselves feel wanted, make those in our world feel wanted, when we learn to do that, then we have accomplished some great and wonderful things. But it's all a matter of who we are, and that's who Ingeborg is. Ingeborg makes pets feel wanted. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.